The next patient is Barbara Taylor. Taylor is T-A-Y-L-O-R, Barbara. This is the clinical case of a 54-year-old white female who is followed because of the CKD stage 2 that is most likely associated to the presence of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes. The recent laboratory workup showed a fasting blood sugar of 158, a BUN of 19, with a creatinine of 0.86 and its estimated GFR of 80 mLs per minute. Period. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 112 milligrams per gram of creatinine. She has remained stable. The main complaint is fluid retention. Number two, the patient has morbid obesity. Her BMI is 48.4, 247 pounds. This in turn is going to generate the fluid retention, arterial hypertension, insulin resistance, and the so-called metabolic syndrome. The ideal situation in this particular case will be bariatric surgery. However, she has tried several times. The insurance is not covering the bariatric surgery. On the other hand, the only alternative that we have is the use of GLP-1, like Ozempic, and we started treating the patient with 0.25 milligrams sub-Q on a weekly basis. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C that is around 6.4 milligrams per cent. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under fair control. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S. Period, the patient was emphasized the need to follow a diet that it is low in salt, fluid restricted, and plant-based. Period. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks without laboratory workup. I want to see if the patient is committed to losing weight. Following, we invested 10 minutes in the laboratory workup 25 minutes with the patient and 7 minutes in the documentation.